很高兴今天实在是我自是我的权利能够大家到你跟大家一起见面。
It's been my privilege to pray for you from week to week and to think about you and to think about what God would have me to share in the time that we spend together.
实在是我的权利。
No, I didn't see you. Come on. I didn't see you. So sorry.
Very good.
I'm sorry being late.
We have a change. That's great. The passage of scripture that you read together just a moment ago is probably one of the most significant passages in scripture.
他说那个刚才我们念的罗马书第一章十六十七节呢，可能是这一本书里面就是最有影响力的章节。
Indeed, these two verses are very simple verses, but very important to all of us as believers.
这两个经句虽然很简单很短，但是对我们来讲都是非常重要的。
My sermon title is taken from that 17th verse, and the end of that verse simply says, "The just shall live by faith."
我今天讲到的题目就是取自于第十七节里面，主题是义人必因信得生。
If anything I say today is forgotten, do not forget the simple words, "The just shall live by faith."
他说如果我今天的讲道有任何遗忘或者疏漏的地方，请大家只要记住一点就好了，就是说义人必因信得生。
To many of us, when we first became Christians, the wonderful and reassuring words of the Apostle Paul were quoted.
他说我们刚开始信主的时候，其实最重要的一点，我们就是相信。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
他说你要得救的话呢，首先你要相信。
And this is not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
他这不是你自己的相信，而是上帝给你的礼物。
Not of works, so no one can boast.
说没有人会就是得到这个礼物而不要的。
For all of us, it must be made clear that we are saved and justified by God.
我们大家都应该知道，我们得救是因为上帝拯救了我们。
The word justified is very interesting, and it's a simple little word that let me define it this way.
他说这个就是 justify 在这里解释，就说我来给大家做一个解释，就是所谓的得救。
Justified can be remembered by this simple definition, just as if I had never sinned.
他说这个字的意思就是它的定义就是说如果我们以前从来没有罪的话，那我们就不用得救。
When we come to that beautiful moment and we've asked Jesus to come into our life, that's just how he sees us, just as if we had never sinned.
就是说我们为什么要得救，因为我们有罪，所以这样呢上帝才会来拯救我们。
By believing in Christ, we simply acknowledge that he died for our sins.
我们相信耶稣其实就是相信耶稣为了我们的罪而死在十字架上。
You also know the beautiful words that we have in John, the third chapter in the 16th verse. You probably know them by heart.
他说我们还要讲到一点是这里面另外一段经文，可能大家都已经背得出来了。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这就是大家都可能背得出来，就是上帝是这样的爱我们，他把他的独生子赐给我们，使我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
There are two important things this morning that I trust you will take to heart as you hear the words of God today.
今天上午我要跟大家分享的呢有两点，这两点大家记住呢就好了。
First of all, we are wonderfully saved by faith.
第一件事就是我们呢就是得到了救，得到了拯救，这是非常好的一件事情。
And the second important factor is simply that we also live our Christian life by faith.
第二点要讲的就是我们因为相信了耶稣，我们就活在耶稣的这个基督的生命里面。
It is important that we do not lose sight. By faith, we have the relationship with Jesus. By faith, we live.
这就是说我们不但要记住我们就是上帝拯救我们，我们已经得救了，另外也要记住我们是活在耶稣基督的生命里面。
What God did when he created this world was good.
上帝创造这个世界的时候样样东西都是非常好的。
Yet a struggle took place between God's way and man's way.
但是我们现在呢常常在上帝给我们指出的道路和我们自己想走的道路这两条道路之间挣扎。
We struggle with all that goes on around us, how it all has happened.
我们被世俗的世界所吸引，我们常常会有挣扎。
Misfortune, accidents, persecution, war, economic woes.
比如像我们这财务上面没有自由，我们这个经济遇到困难，我们遇到战争，我们遇到灾难，种种不如意的事情。
Sickness and disappointment, and on we could go.
然后我们生病，我们会失望，然后我们有无穷的那不如意的事情。
The question then is simply this: How then shall we live?
的问题，我们就会想起这样一个问题：在这样的情况下，我们如何才能生活下去呢？
In the midst of all of these trials that we can name, how is it that God would have us to live?
在所有这些试探中，上帝会告诉我们该怎么样活下去。
There are four biblical examples that I would like to look at this morning that will help us in our understanding of how to live by faith.
今天早晨我要给大家讲举四个例子，就是说如何我们才能在信仰上帝的路上，就真实的生在信仰基督的路上真实的生活下去。
Three of the four, you pretty well know the stories, but we will review them. There's Job, Abraham, and Paul. But I'd also like to talk about Habakkuk.
他说他要举的四个例子里面有三个大家可能都很熟悉了，他重点会讲第四个。
So let's get started and look first of all at the person Job.
首先我们来讲这个第一个人约伯。
Okay, Job was struck with multiple calamities.
他遇到了各种各样不同的灾难。
The book of Job probably was the earliest in the Bible.
约伯书可能是圣经里面最早的一本书。
It shows Job was affected by Satan.
他说那个约伯呢就遇到了这个这样的就是一个天使。就遇到一个魔鬼。
his family, his house, his cattle, and finally his body were wrecked with sickness.
他说他的家庭、他的财产、他的亲人，最后包括他的财产，全部都遭到破坏、遭到损失，都损失了，没了。
Yet in spite of all of this, he triumphantly lived. By faith in the midst of all of these trials.
在所有这些试探当中，他还是坚定地相信上帝。
Now the story of Job's life tells us that he had three very interesting friends that came around.
然后我们就提到约伯他有三个很有趣的朋友。
These three friends were to be comforters, but I find that they were less than comforters.
他们看上去是要安慰他，其实照这我们牧师的看法，他们并不是真正的安慰者。
They continually blamed him for secret sins or sins that were brought on by all the sins that were brought on by all of his troubles.
他们这三个朋友呢，就不断的跟他约伯讲，你所以遇到这些灾难，都是因为你的过犯、过错。
His three friends urged him to repent, and they assured him of God's forgiveness and a new relationship.
有一个朋友就跟他说，你要报复所有这些受到的灾难。
One of his comforters even said, "Whoever perishes, being innocent."
他就说好像谁会毁灭你的话，谁就应该遭到毁灭。
Simply meaning, of course, you are guilty of hidden sin.
就是说你是对你自己本来就有的罪呢，是有罪恶感。
But no, let me make it clear. The Bible makes it clear that Job did not commit a secret sin that brought on his trouble.
牧师说他要解释一下，其实约伯并没有犯了刚才那个朋友讲的一种秘密的过错。
Rather, it is his testimony amid his trials His faith was developed as a witness to God's greater glory.
实际上他的所遭到这些灾难更加证实了上帝对他的荣耀。
How did Job endure all of these losses and pain that he experienced?
他说这个约伯是如何经历所有这些灾难而不被打倒的。
The answer is very simple.
答案是非常简单的。
The just shall live by faith.
他就是真正的活在信仰之中。
Job had faith that a loving God knew his situation and in God's time all would be made right.
约伯就是坚信上帝所给予他的一切都是应该的，都是必要的，所以他就很有信心。
At one of the high points of Job's life, he declared these words.
约伯他就这样的说，他很有信心的表示。
Though they slay me,I will trust in him.
他说尽管上帝看上去要杀了我，但是我还是信任他。
What about when we go through our circumstances? Are we living by faith and can we utter the words that Job echoed? We trust in God.
大家想一想，我们在日常生活中碰到所有的试探灾难，我们会怎么想？会不会像约伯这么说？
Listen what Job says again in another passage of Scripture. I know that my Redeemer lives.
在另一处经文里面，约伯是这样说的。他说，我知道我怎么样。
And that in the end he will stand in the earth.
最终我会在地球上站立起来。
And after my skin has decayed.
尽管我的皮肤可能会腐烂。
Yet my flesh will see God.
我的肉体可能也会最后就意思说就死了，我会去见上帝。
Job says, I will see him with my own eyes.
但是我会亲眼看到我们的天父。
I and another, how my heart yearns within me.
他说我的心就是这样在我的身体里面。
In all the midst of calamity that Job experienced, he lived by faith.
在所有约伯所经历的所有的灾难当中，他还是凭着信仰坚信地活过来了。
Let me look at the second illustration, Abraham.
我们来看第二个例子是亚伯拉罕。
God gave Abraham a promise, and Abraham had to wait 25 years for the promise to be fulfilled.
上帝给了约伯啊，给了那个亚伯拉罕一个应许，这应许花了25年的时间才得以实现。
Abraham.Was by God's grace was chosen to be the patriarch of Israel and the father of all nations.
上帝意思说亚伯拉罕要成为以色列的这就是怎么讲以色列的创始人或者是就大对大主宰以后会成为以色列的王。
Abraham was promised at the age of 60 or 75 and Sarah was 65 that they would have a child.
上帝告诉他他这个亚伯拉罕75岁他太太65岁还会生一个孩子。
Now my wife and I aren't nearly that old, but I'll tell you what, I don't think I could handle having a child at this age even.
他说他跟他的太太也正好是现在这个年纪了，但他们从来没想过还可以生个小孩，而且来养大他。
But by faith, Abraham obeyed God. And picked up his family and they moved out of the city to a place that was unknown to both of them.
但是这个亚伯拉罕完全相信上帝，他在他这个年龄离开他原来的城市，要走到另外一个地方去。
Why did God let Sarah? Why didn't God let Sarah bear that child a year after the promise?
他说为什么上帝不在那个亚伯拉罕的太太撒拉，就是他给了这个应许以后，一年就让他生这小孩呢，而要拖很久呢
？I think it was simply that they needed to learn what it was like to live by faith.
这其实上帝就是要给他一个功课，让他在信仰里面活着，就要相信上帝。
Can you imagine waiting 25 years for something?
你能不能想象等待25年时间去获得一个什么人给你的应许？你可以想象这样的事吗？
What faith it must have took to hold on for all of those years.
如果你没有一个很坚定的信仰，这种事情是无法想象的。
And you remember the story of Abraham and Sarah, they even tried doing things their own way.
你们大家也知道，那个亚伯拉罕跟他的太太也曾经尝试过用他们自己的方法来完成这些应许。
There was Hagar and Ishmael and Sarah.
这边又讲到三个人，哦，夏甲，反正我这几个名字不太熟，这是伊斯玛利，对，都是他们的小孩吧，可能啊。
This shows that even human leaders are not perfect.
这个故事就告诉我们，尽管是以色列的王，他们是人类的领袖，也免不了会有这样的错误。
In Genesis, the 22nd chapter.We see one of the great trials of biblical faith.
在那个创世纪二十六章里面讲到一个也是信心的很大的试验。
After Isaac was born, Abraham was called to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah.
Isaac 是吧？以撒啊、哦，以撒生长以后的故事，他说。啊。哦，神要亚伯拉罕把以撒献给他，就把他杀掉，对吗？大家记得这故事。
Abraham was asked to sacrifice his only son.
这是那个以撒是他亚伯拉罕唯一的儿子，但是上帝要求他，就把他奉献给上帝。
But Abraham obeyed God and believed by faith that God would provide a sacrifice for him.
但是亚伯拉罕完全相信上帝，他就相信上帝一定会达到他的目的，就是他愿意把自己独生儿子献给上帝。
And he made the journey of 3 days, knowing full well that he was going to sacrifice his only son.
他整整走了三天到那个山上去，他知道他要把自己的儿子献给那个天父。
You see, Abraham was not only saved by faith, but he lived by faith.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕不但是就是相信，而且是活在这样的相信当中。
Abraham and Sarah had to wait 25 years for fulfillment of the promise.
亚伯拉罕跟他的太太就是这么经过了25年来实现上帝的这个。
How did they do it? Bodies getting older.
他们怎么做到这一点的呢？他们人变得越来越老了。
They simply did it by faith.
他们仅仅这样做是凭着信心才能做到。
What a great example for us.
这是对我们来讲是多么好的一个例子榜样。
There is no doubt that the 25 years developed the faith of Abraham and Sarah.
这个25年的时间，这真是太好的证明了他们的信仰。
Can you imagine the rejoicing that took place in heaven seeing the commitment of Abraham and Sarah?
你们是不是可以想象，到了天堂以后，25年之内，他一实现了应许，他们是多么的高兴。
You see, at just the right moment, God stepped forward and He provided the sacrifice.
然后大家可以想象，就是再进一步，他就要把这个小孩，就是要作为奉献给上帝了。
Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh.
然后亚伯拉罕就把那个地方起了一个名字。
Simply meaning the Lord provides.
这个起的地方的名字呢，意思就是说，上帝给予的。
Thus Abraham was not only saved by faith, but he also lived by faith.
也就是说，亚伯拉罕不但被信仰拯救，而且他在信仰里面生活着。
Let's look at the third example.
我们来看第三个
Habakkuk.
例子。Rebecca.
Habakkuk was impatient to see the wicked judged.
他是呢是一个病人，要去看一个法官，是不是？坏人要受审。
The prophet Habakkuk was troubled beyond measure.
这个先知哈巴谷，
Habakkuk.
Then what?
He was troubled beyond measure.
是吧？哦，他这先知遭到了困难。
We can ask the question why.
为什么呢?
Because in his mind, God was not punishing the wicked.
哦，因为在他的心目中，这个先知觉得上帝没有惩罚那个恶人。
He wanted the unrighteous judged and punished immediately.
他希望那个恶人能够遭到惩罚，立即遭到惩罚。
It seemed to him that the Lord was not getting around to it.
然后据这个先知看来，上帝做的不对。
Listen to his cry.
他在那里大声呼喊。
How long, O Lord, will I call for help?
他说我要呼喊多久，上帝才会听我的召呼。
And you will not hear me.
上帝，你并没有听我的祷告。
I cry out to you, violence.
他说我大声呼喊着你，上帝。
Yet you do not save.
但是你更没有做到。
Why do you make me see iniquity?
他说你为什么让我这样丧失信心？
And cause me to look on wickedness.
让我看到所有这些丑恶的现象。
Yes, destruction and violence are before me.
他说我前面有许多罪恶和这个过犯。
Strife exists and contention arises.
反正所有这些不好的东西在我面前升起来。
Therefore, the law is ignored.
但是上帝，你忽略了所有这些。
And justice is never upheld.
正义从来没有降临过。
For the wicked surround the righteousness.
他说在正确的事情周围围绕那些过犯过错。
And therefore justice comes out perverted.
但是正义并没有到来。
That was Habakkuk's cry to the Lord.
这是那个先知他对上帝在那里呼喊。
But listen to the Lord's answer to the prophet.
但是我们来看一下上帝对这个先知的回答。
Look among the nations, observe.
在所有你观察到的国家当中
Be astonished and wonder
要看到一个奇迹
Because I'm doing something in your days that you would not believe if you were told
如果我告诉你在你的日子里我做什么事你不会相信的
Behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans
请等待我会行我的公义
that fierce, impetuous people
所以那些坏人会得到惩罚。
Who march throughout the earth？
他们会在地球上继续存在一阵子。
To seize dwelling places which are not theirs。
那个世界最终不会是他们的。
The Lord simply is saying to him that he had to have faith in him and be more patient。
上帝仅仅就是这么告诉他，你要有更有耐心，更有耐心地等待着我来实现所有这些应许。
I wonder how often God has to say that to us as well.
他说，我在想，上帝有多少次跟我们也是这么说的，我们听见了吗？
You see, Scripture reminds us that God is long-suffering.
这个里面说到上帝其实也受了很大的苦。
And he is not willing that any should perish.
也不是说每一个人都会马上得到惩罚
But that all might repent.
但最后都会得到实现
There is a saying The wheel of God's judgment turns slowly But it does turn
有一种说法就是上帝对所有这些正义的实现都是会的这是早晚的问题
The message of the book of Habakkuk reminds us of this
这个圣经的这一段是提醒我们
When we are outraged at the works of evildoers, when we are hurt by others, and we cry out for deliverance,
当我们受到冤屈，受我们受到很多挫折那些时候
，we must hold on daily in faith.
我们每天要继续增强我们的信心。
And in God's good time,
在上帝认为合适的时候
，at precisely the right time,
这是很精确的到了那个时候
，the best time.
那是上帝认为最好的时候。
God will come through.
上帝会实现他的愿望应许。
Habakkuk said, "The just shall live by faith."
这个就是要我们活在这个信仰当中。
Let me quickly move to the fourth example, the Apostle Paul.
然后我们再讲最后一个故事。
From imprisonment, we see his faith lived out.
保罗在监狱里面。
One of the reasons that the Apostle Paul wrote the Philippian people was that they were concerned and no doubt perplexed why a man like the Apostle Paul was not coming to them.
他们在监狱里的人认为保罗为什么要住在监狱里面不出来。
They could not understand his delay.
他们就是无法理解这个保罗不能从监狱里出来的这种直言辞。
And they felt that the Apostle Paul's imprisonment was unjust.
他们认为保罗坐监狱是不公平的。
Yet, one he endured because of his faith in Christ.
他们认为他唯一的过错就是相信上帝，所以才被关在监牢里。
They asked the question, why? Why of all men, Paul?
他们说为什么他要坐牢？他们就是怀疑上帝为什么把他放在牢里不出来。
Where was God to help?
上帝在哪里呢？为什么不来帮助保罗呢？
Paul makes it clear with these words.
保罗呢是很清楚地告诉他那些在监外的人。
Being confident of this very thing.
他说大家要很就是要相信上帝。
That he who hath begun a good work in you,
他会做他的工作
will complete it on the day of Jesus Christ.
当上帝认为到的时候，他就会把我放出来。
These verses ought to encourage every Christian.
所以这些故事呢，就鼓励我们每一个基督徒。
Through your trials of health, financial struggles, family disappointments, church dilemmas, and persecution.
在我们生活中遇到的所有这些不如意的事情，身体不好，财务有困难，教会里很多搞的事情，等等等等。
He reminds them that despite the dark circumstances, God is still in control.
这些故事告诉我们，尽管我们周围遇到很多困难，很多黑暗，但是上帝永远和我们在一起。
Paul enlightens the readers of this glorious truth.
保罗就是这样告诉他的那些监外的那些朋友。
That what happened for him happened for the furtherance of the gospel.
就说发生在保罗身上的事情，实际上是上帝的福音。
Interesting. Paul was chained to guards for 8 to 12 hours a day.Which gave him the opportunity to personally share his faith with each one of them.
保罗每天花8到12个小时，祈祷和上帝在一起，这样给他信心。
And this was for a span of over 2 years.
这对我们来讲是要花2年的时间。
What an opportunity, chained daily, to share with someone and witness to them the good news of Jesus Christ.
他这样的信心每天跟人分享上帝的信息是多么不容易做到。
In all of this, Paul saw God's amazing hand.
所以这些都是因为保罗看到了上帝的力量。
And it could not have happened more perfectly.
不能做到再比他完美的人了。
So, have faith. Walk in faith.
So, 我们要有信心，我们要带着信心永远走下去。
God finishes what he starts, and he does it all at the proper time.
上帝会做到他答应的事情，在他认为合适的时间。
And that is to save many.
这个就是拯救很多的人。
For our spiritual growth and his glory.
对我们的灵命的长进和上帝的。
Simply, the message this morning is this from these examples.
今天早晨我讲的这些故事呢，实际上就给我们一个简单的道理。
Surely the just shall live by faith.
我们要相信上帝，活在上帝的信仰里面。
God help us to apply that to our own lives.
上帝保佑我们，从永远生活在这样的基督生活里面。
Thank you for the reminders of this truth, Father, from your word.
亲爱的天父，你提醒我们应该如何对待你的信仰。
Thank you for Job's testimony.
谢谢约伯的那些见证。
For Abraham and Sarah, who waited 25 years in absolute faith.
对亚伯拉罕和他太太等待25年生小孩的那个信心。
For the prophet, even though disturbed personally, saw the hand of God accomplished because he lived by faith.
看到那个先知，尽管他遇到很大的灾难，但是他还是相信上帝。
And Father, that the imprisonment of the Apostle Paul was not by accident, but by your design and your purpose.
保罗坐监坐那么多年，其实不是他应该做的，而是你的安排，他相信你。
May we look at the circumstances and the things that affect us.
在我们看到我们周围日常生活遇到的种种困难灾难。
And as these examples have given us testimony, may we live by faith.
刚才我们讲的那四个故事，希望大给我们带来信心，我们也会有更好的信仰。
Because your faith has changed our lives.
因为你的信仰改变了我们的生命。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。